Welcome back to Everyday Health Hacker, Dr. Lisa Leal and Mike Hertzing. And in today's podcast, we're going to talk about heart attacks and panic attacks. Because, you know, a lot of people will call and they're like, oh, it's just probably because I'm anxious. Well, you know what? If you fit all the parameters, I'm still going to tell you, let's go to the ER so that we can get stat laboratories and EKGs. So stay tuned and learn more.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Michael Hertzing, along with the amazing and always awesome Dr. Lisa Leal.
Welcome back. Glad to see everybody and hear everybody. Look forward to your comments today.
It's good to be anywhere, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
You have to appreciate every day.
Yes, and we've got a great topic today.
We really do. You know, it's just great. Dr. Leal is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, and our job is to help you make decisions regarding your health, that smart ones too, because this lady is so smart. It's crazy.
You're sweet. Thank you.
I mean, you really are. And I can tell you what, and the best part is you know how to just give that information to other people. Some doctors they're like engineers. They're just so smart, but they have trouble relating to people.
Yes.
And toning it down and making it so people can understand, and you're good at that.
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
the
you.
Best part. That's why
thank
these
you for
things,
the kind words.
That's why these things work for people, and it works. And then when we still can't understand you, I can help interpret.
Yes.
So it works.
There we go.
Panic attacks, heart attacks, they seem like the same thing for people.
And
it's tough.
For a lot of people, it feels the same thing, and they're not sure what it is. And, you know, we do get those phone calls where, you know, like I'm short of breath, I have chest pain, and we're always like right, left side, you know, where's your pain? And, you know, the best thing to always do is to go to an emergency room. And when I say an emergency room that is hooked to a hospital, because you don't know if it is a heart attack. You know, some of the things that occur are the shortness of breath, the chest pain. Mm-hmm. And when that occurs, you know, I still always share with people, go ahead and take an aspirin and let's call the ambulance or let's get you over to the ER as fast as possible. At that time, they'll do an EKG. They'll take your lab work and they'll determine, usually on an EKG, we can see if there's a heart attack. And sometimes that EKG can be absolutely normal. And it isn't until the third laboratory test that we get an elevated test, whether that's why we have two different types of tests, a CPK test and also a D-dimer. And I really like the D-dimers because that's telling us a lot more. A panic attack, all of that's going to be negative. So that's wonderful. But again, sometimes you need a little bit of medication to help bring that level low. If you're having a panic attack and you're not sure what to do, the first thing that I always say is put your head between your legs and just take deep breaths. Maybe you'll breathe in a bag. Maybe you will take your finger, rub on the vagal. We talked about that in one of our other previous podcasts and YouTube videos so that it'll help to bring down your heart rate. A panic attack can also come from not a heart attack, but atrial fibrillation.
Ah.
So those, all three of those are different scenarios. All three of them are treated very differently. And they all, I encourage, is to be required to go to the emergency room.
You know, sometimes your heart just feels like it's speeding up and speeding up and speeding up, and it's just mm-hmm. going to beat out of your chest. And mm-hmm. you're kind of basically tripping out here, just going, mm-hmm. and that's going to be your AFib. And
yes.
All of a sudden you'll check your pulse and it's 150, 175, and you're going, wait a minute, I'm not trying to run a marathon here. I'm just sitting here, and you need to get mm-hmm. some help
and
right away.
And a lot of times when people are in AFib, if they have an Apple Watch or they have, you know, one of the different type of smartwatches on, they're going to see 50, 150, 200. It's just going to be really erratic mm-hmm. because a lot of times the watch can't keep up with what is occurring.
Oh, yeah.
So if it looks really erratic, okay, that's not typical. That needs immediate. Now a lot of the smartphones and smart watches can now tell you that you're in AFib. And some people have medication that they can take immediately, but more often than not, we're going to say, I need you to go to the emergency room, because that is our concerns. Our biggest concern is that you're going to have a heart attack. The second one is that you're going to have a stroke. So that's why the aspirin is really important in both of those scenarios, is to help thin out the blood as much as possible and quickly.
Sure, I know. But also at the same time, it's really hard for your blood pressure not to be crazy at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it can go too low because it's trying to equilibrate. And if the heart is beating so fast, it can't build the pressure in order to do that. And other times it's beating enough in synchrocy that it's actually building too much
your
pressure.
Blood pressure is,
so
I've
both,
seen it. Yeah.
Both sides are not a good scenario.
Yeah, 200 over one something, yeah, you know, and it's nuts.
And those are dangerous. That is a stroke potential.
Yeah, easily. And a stroke is none of the thing, anything of any kind of a stroke is none of it's good.
Correct. You know, and I always say, you know, people will say, oh, it's just a small stroke. And I'm like, oh, it was the transient ischemic attack that recovered in 24 hours. You're very fortunate that that's all that that was, but let's not repeat it.
Yeah, versus the kind of stroke where have you know, one half of your body is
paralyzed.
Paralyzed, yeah. And you have to learn how to talk and walk and things like that. You're lucky you're not one of those people. So the bottom line is, let's not mess around with this. We really need to take care of this.
Yeah. And a lot of times people are like, well, what type of emergency room do we go to?
Yeah,
and we have a close, we have a whole play series though on emergency rooms
sure
and which ones that you should go to. So, you know, that is going to be your highest level of going to an emergency room. Easiest way to remember is one that's attached to a hospital. They're fully equipped to take care of you because there are, we have a, what we call stroke scenarios. And we also have heart attack scenarios where immediately there's certain medications that have to be administered. Some within hours, some within 24 hours in order to reverse the consequences. So the faster you can get there, the faster we can take care of you.
I'm not saying the other kinds are better. They're better than nothing. Don't get me wrong. If you're in the middle of nowhere.
And there have been
absolutely.
Many a times where I've received a phone call from a patient who is at an urgent care center and they're being transported by either, you know, an ambulance because at that point you are now in their care and they're able to help support all the way there. And they're pretty close, but again,
If you have
that opportunity, that's one of the best opportunities to utilize.
That is actually very, very important. So our last few series, osteoporosis, we finished up that one.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about
cholesterol.
Cholesterol and triglycerides and all those wonderful things.
And
it's been just a ray of sunshine this week.
You know, we have the holidays that are coming up and everybody always has a birthday. And there are times that we celebrate and people are like, well, you know, I don't want to take my cholesterol readings because, you know, it was just after Thanksgiving or I just had Christmas or, you know, I had a birthday party. Whatever it is, don't allow the excuse to prevent you from knowing the truth to help make decisions for a better future for you and your family because your health affects other people. And when you take care of you, you get to take care of others. And we like that scenario.
Quick question.
Yes.
On heart stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, well, you've got to stop all caffeine. No chocolate, no coffee, no this, no that, you know, no dark chocolate, not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How big a deal is that? Well, okay.
Great question. Great question. Because, you know, people who know me know I enjoy dark chocolate here and there.
Maybe.
Not all the time, but every now
coffee,
and then you get a craving. I've never been a coffee drinker,
tea.
So I've been fortunate not to. And I like herbal teas.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big caffeine person myself.
There are
lots of families and, you know, especially my families that have 3 and 4 children, they've got all different types of schedules and they have their careers too. And I can understand why they would need a cup of coffee in the morning to get started.
Hot chocolate.
Also, if I can encourage that person to do their workout in the morning to get the blood flow going, it is so much better for the future than it is taking that caffeine.
Okay,
so that's where I'm going to encourage everybody is that if you can get your workout in the morning, and a lot of patients were like, I can't get to the gym that early. And I'm like, you know what? YouTube has plenty of free videos that can get you 20, 30 minutes of a workout, whether it's stretching, yoga, Pilates, a HIIT, which is a very high intensity cardiovascular intensity, you know, choose one. But the key is to keep moving. You get the blood flow moving. You get increase your oxygen in the morning. And truly, that's all you're going to need.
So we really need to kind of stay away from caffeine. Is that
yeah, that's
answer?
What I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Say it's not so.
You know, again, I prefer the decaf. You know.
Well, so decaf's not so bad.
Decaf is not so bad, but again, I do herbal teas.
Yeah. Okay. So herbal teas, okay.
Yeah. I love jasmine, herbal, iced tea, hot tea. Great. And I prefer it to be cold because, you know, we're in Texas, so everything's kind of iced here.
It gets
we like
cold
iced
down
tea.
Here. It gets below 60.
Yes, about once every 75 years.
Yeah, I know. It gets cold. So, all right. Anything else you want to add to it?
So, you know, for, you know, if you want to check if your heart healthy, call your primary care physician, schedule a physical. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had a cardiovascular evaluation with a cardiologist and you are 50 and over, I encourage you to make that phone call as well.
Any kind of insurance coverage on that? Is there any kind of yearly stuff?
You know, there's for cardiovascular, usually your primary care physician will refer you to a cardiologist. But I do believe that if you have high cholesterol and you have not had a treadmill test, you haven't had an ultrasound of your carotids, an echo of your heart, that it's truly worthy of doing so that you can be ahead of it and be preventative. Preventative is the key, because I never really want you to need the cardiologist.
Like the ultrasound and
yes.
things like that.
Ultrasound of the heart, echocardiogram.
There we go. All right. So basically, we need to get checked out. And that way, we'll have a baseline when we get a little bit older. We'll
yes,
go, okay.
And you have something to compare to, because yeah. I believe in anti-aging, and I want to reverse aging, which means you have to reduce inflammation in your body. And that is a lifestyle, and that's what we talk about on many, and we'll talk about that soon here as we begin the new year.
Somebody looks like they're 35, wants to reverse aging. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, huh. Add 20.
That's just not fair. Fair. All right. All right. Anybody has any questions or any topics you want us to cover? info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We love to answer it. Actually, I have no problem, because she's the one that answers them. So send as many as you want. It's not a problem.
You guys have a blessed day and a blessed week, and we look forward to all your questions and comments.
See you soon.
Like and subscribe.